All right, welcome back to a special edition of the Steve Gruber Show. This is another edition of the Auto No Fault Reality Tour. And the reason we're doing this is because earlier this year, Governor Whitmer signed into law reforms for auto no-fault insurance in Michigan and sold it as a way to save you money, and it was going to put more money in your pocket. All these great things were going to happen. And the reality that we're finding now is that what's going to happen is a lot more people are going to be uncovered when it comes to emergency care and care that occurs after you have a traumatic injury, spinal cord injury, brain injury after an auto accident. But we're now learning that the impact might be more significant in other areas. And what I mean by that is money coming out of the pockets of hospitals around the state, for example. Joining me right now, James Dover from Sparrow Hospital, the president and CEO of the Sparrow Health System. He joined Sparrow June of this year. Doctor, welcome back.
Hi. Good morning. Glad to be here.
So good to have you here. We met here a few weeks ago watching the Spartan Marching Band play, and it's so good to have you here because I know you've worked in health systems all over the country. Michigan has been unique in auto insurance for 40 years and has become a world leader when it comes to dealing with trauma, with dealing with, you know, recovery. And it also means that auto accident victims, when they would arrive at someplace like your facility, a level one trauma center, they were given the very best. But right now, your hospital and others, in fact, I've heard this number, and maybe you can help me with this, hospitals around the state of Michigan could see a decrease of as much as $500 million because of these changes to no fault. Does that frighten you? Where do we begin?
Yeah, that's correct. That, depending on how you calculate the numbers, we know there'll be at least $300 million cash reduction to trauma centers across the state for EW Sparrow Hospital, Level 1 Trauma Center, which is the second busiest trauma Level 1 center in the entire state of Michigan, depending on how you calculate it, almost might be number one, will lose $22 million starting this next coming year, right out of the trauma system, right out of the gate.
$22 million right out of Sparrow's budget, and it could be worse, starting next year. How do you address that? I mean, the Level 1 Trauma Center, which I've had the fortune or misfortune to use myself once or twice at Sparrow Hospital, is first-class, world-class trauma center. And it's expensive to run a trauma center because you have doctors that are, well, they're there 24 hours a day and surgeons that are there 24 hours a day. You have to house them because in order to be a trauma center that reacts that way, you have to invest. The resources are tremendous. How does Sparrow Hospital deal with a $22 million reduction in income?
Well, it comes right out of the budget, so you don't deal with it well. So obviously, no community-based health system like Sparrow can absorb that level of hit. And so consequently, we'll be going back to work with the legislature and executive branch to see how we can address this. Other states, the reality is we have the no-fault changes, and so we're going to have to work with the state to determine, perhaps model after other states in the nation that have dealt with the same issue. Texas is a good example. They just passed supplementary legislation last year that dedicates $175 million a year through some additional type of funding that goes directly to trauma centers so that the trauma center system does not get critically hurt through ongoing moving forwards. We're going to have to do something working with our partners in the legislature.
So one of the ways to make up the shortfall, you're saying, is to direct that financial impact to the taxpayers.
Yes, you know, yes and no, not necessarily out of the general fund. You can create additional fines on drunk driving. You know, you go back and look to where's the source of some of those sorts of trauma incidents, et cetera. And so there are ways to do it without coming out of the general fund. But, again, that requires working with the legislative branch because in lieu of doing that, Level 1 trauma centers, of which are only 10 in the entire state of Michigan, are faced with then how do you balance that? What we do know is you cannot balance a change of this nature solely on the backs of the Level 1 trauma centers across the state who are trying to take care of the most critically injured individuals during times of crisis. So we know that won't
right. Survive. James Dover here, the president and CEO of the Sparrow Health System in Lansing, Michigan. He became the president in June of this year. And without getting you, I'm not going to ask you a political question exactly because I don't need you to weigh in on that. But I guess I'm going to ask you this. Do you think this was thought through all the way? Do you think those, because Republicans and Democrats did this together, so if people don't like what happened, there's plenty of fingers to point and plenty of blame to go around. But do you think this was thought all the way through? Do you think they realized that trauma centers like the one at Sparrow was going to be impacted like this? Do you think they realized that? Because you, as you pointed out, there are only 10 level one trauma centers in the entire state, and a couple of those, we've been told, and in the reporting we've been doing, may not be able to survive at all financially because of the changes. Do you think this was, you know, played out and gamed out and thought out all the way through?
You know, I wasn't there at the time, but I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt, I think, to our community legislators. Look, no one came in and said, we know we're going to take $22 million from you, and we're happy about it. So I cannot believe that that would happen. I think it was more of a much broader issue the state's been dealing with. No-fault insurance from a consumer side for many, many years. And so this is part of very wide, sweeping legislation. So now we have to go back and working with the governor and legislature feel how we can fine-tune or fix it. I just can't believe they would sit there and say, we know it's going to happen, and we feel okay about it.
So right, and I agree with you.
Caught up in all the massive calculations that go in a very complex issue.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. I don't think there's any way they would have seen this and realized this was one of the effects of this law taking effect. I don't think they would have allowed it to happen in this way. I think it was missed somehow, and I agree with you. But how we got a couple of minutes left here, and I just want you to explain the importance of a level one trauma center. Recently, there was a terrible plane crash near Capital City Airport in Lansing, for example, that you guys responded to. This is the kind of emergency mass casualty event that you're prepared for, correct?
Yes.
And so what happens at a trauma level one trauma center? How important is it to the entire region?
Well, that was a real sense of tragedy that day. I have to tell you what ended up happening there is there's a complete response by our entire organization, including we have a number of community partnerships in this region who supplement our level one trauma center for just such a disaster. So, for example, we have an incredible neurosciences team with Michigan State University. We have a neurosurgical group here that is beyond compared to any other group in the state who all descended on orthopedics as well, descended on the hospital, and assisted in life-saving with those patients. And then with the tragedy that was involved there, a number of those patients who we had to take care of in our neurological ICU, in some cases, the gift of life in terms of organ transplantation. This is literally millions of dollars of effort that are provided by the organization in cases of such a tragedy.
Yeah. And that's why these level one trauma centers are so important. Yeah,
exactly.
James Dover, president and CEO of the Sparrow Health System. I look forward to more conversations with you. A difficult time to figure out where $22 million, how you adjust for that, but obviously some big changes on the horizon for you. But I greatly appreciate you and bringing your perspective to the program today.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me today, Steve. Have a great day.
It's the No Fault Reality Tour, bringing you the reality of the changes to auto no-fault insurance on The Steve Gerber Show.